preparation for Hanukkah, I saw Bishvavot. It was news to me. It was new to me, a new thought. I'd like to share it with you. Maybe it's poshut, I just wasn't aware of it. The word Hanukkah, the name Hanukkah, what does that mean exactly? Hanukkah.
Inauguration.
Yeah, is that? So I saw a very interesting thought by B'Shoen Anke Fisher. In Evan, he saw there's a new sefer. And B'Shoen Anke Fisher is nifter about 10 years. 10 years ago, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. I remember when he was nifter. He lived in Yerushalayim then. And he was Rav of Yerushalayim, B'Shoen Anke Fisher. And it's probably more than 10 years ago even. And and only now the sefer came out of his chidushim. Only now. And he says over there, the following vault, very interesting, he says that Chanukah comes from the notion chinuch. Chinuch. Chinuch is, he explains as follows, he says that the Yevonim had, we know that Tumah Hotu B'Tzibur, really halachically speaking, there was plenty of halachic reasoning why the Yidden could have used the oils that were found. Plenty of halachic reason to permit it. But the Yidden, the Maccabim, it wasn't good enough for them. They wanted the most, they wanted to restart from the beginning. They wanted new, fresh oil. And hence they traveled all the way to Tzfas and got new oil. Shemen Zayizoch. There was plenty of reason, that's why, there was plenty of reason they could have used the oil that was around. But they didn't want to rely on it. They wanted the most pure oil. They wanted either the wine, the oil that was found with a hechsher, with a stamp, or maybe they got new oil. But either way, there was plenty, they didn't need all that. Really, they could have just used Tumah Hotu B'Tzibur. They could have just used the oil that was found around. They could have used it, but they didn't. They wanted the best. They wanted the most mehudadiga. They didn't want to rely on any kulas. They didn't want to rely on any eterim. They wanted the very, very best. Why? Why did they want the very best? The reason is because it was a new start. The Beis HaMikdash was completely tomei. They wanted to restart. If you restart something, you press reset, F5. Is that what it is? F5? On the computer, anybody? F5? Reset? The reset button on the computer? Is it F5?
Refresh. Yeah.
I refresh, okay. When you restart, it needs to be completely, it wants to be the most pure, the best, the most mehudadiga. It needs to be the very, very best. When you start something, it needs to be the most mehudadiga, most perfect, most halachic, highest level as possible. They restarted, reinaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, it needs to be with the utmost purity. When it comes to chinuch, when mechanech our children, when mechanech, we don't go for second best. We don't rely on eterim, on kulas. It needs to be with the most purest approach. And one can add to that as well, when we're mechanech ourselves as well. When we're mechanech ourselves, our approach has to be, we want the very, very best. Sometimes we need to rely on kulas. Sometimes we need to rely on, sometimes plenty of opportunities that we need to rely on kulas and on heterim and on, but when you're starting something, it needs to be, when it's the reset, the refresh, the restart, it needs to be chinuch. It needs to be with mehadrim and amehadrim. Hence, they didn't rely on any colors. A thought by Hagon, B'Shoen Anke Fisher, Zichr Tzadik V'Kol V'Rochem. We're up to Siman Kuf Ayin Hey. We're going to be learning this week all the way. I intend Kuf Ayin Hey, Kuf Ayin Vav, and then Kuf Ayin Zayin as well. From Kuf Ayin Ches, Fofkov Ein Ches, I've done the pre-recordings already down here. So they shall be uploaded in Mitzvah Hashem by Moshe Lerner. So they'll be available on the website in Mitzvah Hashem from next week. They'll be available to all the Shu'im. The whole next week's Shu'im will be available. They've been pre-recorded. It's a bit of catching up down there as well. So the week of the Chanukah Shu'urim will be available indirectly, if I may say so. Is that okay? That was okay. Good. Okay, so we're going to be learning Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, and we shall be learning the Halacha of HaToyv HaMeitiv. We started last week, Dine Birkas HaToyv HaMeitiv, that if a person has one wine, he makes Berpe Agafen. If there's an additional wine, he makes Berpe Agafen. Ha investigated Rabbi Feingold's Minig. I looked into that. You said that you heard a Masoire of Masoire the Dominic, not to say Atoiva Meitiv, that again, the halacha is if you have one wine in the middle of the meal, you make Burpi Agofen. If there's an additional wine coming, you're going to make the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv. And we explained two reasons why Hatoiv HaMeitiv. That was Thursday's shiur. Robert Feingold mentioned that he has got a Masoir that he was makabel from you. Was it from your father, from your shver? Father, not to make Hatoiv HaMeitiv at all. And I looked into it, and indeed, it's a registered minig. And I forgot, I think Abshlem Zalman seems to be saying that as well, as many Chassid Shekdoilim for sure have that. That not to make a Toiv HaMeitiv, and the reason is actually what's brought down, I've forgotten where I saw it before Shabbos, that that there's many reasons when one can and when one cannot make a Toiv HaMeitiv. We're going to be seeing shortly we're going to be seeing what the conditions are, and very often these conditions won't apply. So already, in order not to confuse anyone, not to make any mistakes, the minhag is in some circles not to make Hatoiv HaMeitiv in the first, not to make it. It seems from the Shibuha that he was noig to make Hatoiv HaMeitiv, but it's definitely registered minhag, it's definitely registered minhag. So, okay. Let us see what the halachas are and see if base, page 154, halach is as follows. Mevorchin Hatoiv HaMeitiv, Shulchan Aruch says you do make Hatoiv HaMeitiv, al kol shinui yayin min astam. The first wine you have, you make Burpei Agofen. If another wine comes, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. What happens if the wine is of superior quality? Obviously makes sense to make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. What happens if the wine is of low quality? It's a very schwache wine. Can you still make Burpei Hatoiv HaMeitiv? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. If it's of lower quality, if the very cheap wine you're getting now, you don't make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. What happens if you don't know which one is better? You have that bottle of wine, it's in a decanter. You don't know if it's better quality or lower quality. You don't know what's the level of the quality of the next wine. What are you going to do then?
Maybe you just don't need to say it
to
prevent
bracha. Oh, very interesting. So you would have thought, don't make a bracha. But Shulchan Aruch says for us, Mevorchin Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Shulchan Aruch says, no, you do make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. You do. I'll call Shinu Yaim in Astam. If you know it's a new wine, a different wine coming along, you will make Burcha Toiv HaMeitiv. Afilo any idea, even if you don't know, Shia Shaini that the second one, Meshubach Mareshin, even if you don't know if the second one is better or not, you don't know, you still make the Burcha Toiv HaMeitiv. Call Shia any idea, as long as you're not sure 100%, Shugura Mimenu. If it's a very low quality, you know for a fact, second wine is a cheap wine, you don't make a Toiv HaMeitiv. But if you don't know, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv on the second wine, and for sure, if you know it's better quality, you're for sure going to make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Ve'ein chiluk, and there's no difference between shneim chadoshim, if both of them are newer wines, ho'yachot chadosh ve'chad yoshim, one is a older, vintage, younger wine, it doesn't make a difference. If you don't know what a second wine is, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Unless you know for sure that's a really cheap wine, it's not good quality, then you don't make a bracha. If you're not sure, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Yeah.
What happens if you really dislike wine, but you're drinking it to be polite?
Good question.
Should one make the bracha in that case?
It's a good question. Are you referring to the first bracha of Hagofen for the first cup of wine? Or
The second
one of Hatoiv HaMeitiv? It's a good question. Rabbi Isai, what do you think? If you really strongly dislike wine, it's an interesting question. Really interesting. If we strongly, will you still make Hatoiv HaMeitiv? It's a really good question. Right. So the truth is that the halacha is not cannot happen because of I'm not sure. Actually, it could happen. I'm not sure. I don't. It's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer. For grape juice, interestingly, do you think that you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv on grape juice?
I would
have
said no.
That's right. That's right. Why not?
Because technically not wine.
That's yeah.
But you still make Kiddush on grape juice.
You can indeed. But Hatoiv HaMeitiv you can't make.
Isn't the difference between when you have a boy and when you have a girl, when you make a
Shekhiah
and a Hatoiv HaMeitiv, you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv on the boy, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's interesting. Halachas, yeah, this is... Yeah.
Rather than an internal position. So based on that, is that not a right that the Torah made a bracha is a bracha of a sort of objective goodness rather than personal?
Okay, we'll speak about that. When we get to brachas Torah made, we'll get to that. Yeah, it's not absolutely accurate what you're saying, but although it's very interesting what you're saying, it's not mamash accurate. But we'll get to that when we get to brachas Torah made in Shechionu. Okay, so continues the Ramah. It doesn't make a difference if the wine is very fresh and it's been pressed within 30 days or not. It doesn't make a difference if it's 30 days old or beyond. It doesn't make a difference. Now, Rabbi Sai, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't know what's the better wine, the red wine or white wine. What's better?
Because what you've got.
Yeah. So they could be both. Can be.
If you've got the white, it's better than a bad bottle of milk.
Okay, so he said as follows. What would be the halacha if you have first red wine and then afterwards you have white wine? Depends which one.
Yeah, you can only make kiddush
and
red wine.
Okay, so we're not referring to kiddush. Now we're talking about hatoeva meitiv in the middle of the meal.
Red is perceived as more.
Can you make hatoeva meitiv on white wine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Point number one: you can certainly make kiddush, or you can certainly make hatoeva meitiv on white wine. No issue at all. Yesh or imshim shasat chile yain odoim. Some say if you first have red wine, say for kiddush, ve'viu lo yain yavon, and white wine was bought later on, afa pishu yosigurua, although the white wine is of lower quality, mevorich, you can still make a bracha v'atoiv ha-meitiv. But now there are more interesting words. Why can you make a bracha on white wine, v'atoiv ha-meitiv? Why is that? Says the Ramah, the final words, lefi, because shehu bori laguf, it is healthier for the body, physically it's healthier, yoisem in odoim, it's healthier than the red wine. The reason why you may make a bracha v'atoiv ha-meitiv on white wine mid-meal is because it's healthier. What do you think about that? What do you say about that? Do you like white wine? Same here.
Best wine I've ever had. Best four wines I've ever had were all white.
You like wine? Good wine, a good bottle of wine? You appreciate it.
It goes better with fish. If you have got fish, you drink white.
White.
They said red wine is more healthy for you, though.
That's what he said, but the Ramah seems to be saying the opposite. The Ramah seems to be saying that white...
He says red wine in moderation is much more healthy for your heart. It was in the papers years ago.
White is better, white is worse.
Red is worse.
So I'll tell you what he says. He says as follows. The Ramah seems to be saying that red wine is not as healthy as white wine. There's something about white wine which is healthier. And Mishnah Berurah says, "If cotton you base yoytze gurua, yoytze le megurua k'tas, havrei megurua harbe loyvach." If it's really not tasty at all, then you don't make a bracha on it. So certainly the white wine is tasty as well. Just that the main reason is because it's healthier. Yoytze mina odom, it's healthier than the red wine. We call mokoyim im shor lovon tchila. If shor lovon tchila, if you first had white wine, ve'achkach vilo odom, and after you had red wine, bevoch ro bekes hatoiv, you can still make bracha tov ametiv. Im yodeh shor odom shubach yoytze, if the red wine is better. Havol bistam aloy bipnei shor lovon bor yoytze leguf v'nechshav odom gabe kugura mimenu. So basically, you could make a bracha on red or white either way. You could make a bracha on either of them, which if it's of good quality, whichever order you've got it. Normally, you're going to have the.
So, why can't you make kiddush red wine?
Kiddush is different halachas. Kiddush is different halachas. We'll get to that in Simon Reish.
And Abakosh is white wine?
No, Abakosh is also a specific halachas. Because Pesach, that red, because it, the apostle has learned, whatever, and it also reminds of the blood. So, it's specific halachas with regards to red wine on Pesach. But generally speaking, kiddush Friday by night as well, it's more mashubach, once you do red wine. But over here with regards to Boch HaTov HaMeitiv, you can make HaTov HaMeitiv on either of both, although red wine is not as healthy as white wine. Seif Gimel. Simultaneously, two wines were brought at the table. One wine was not very good quality, and one was a very good quality. You first make Bar Pri HaGofen Al HaTov, on the good wine. And you've exempt the not good wine. You've exempt that one. Because you made already Bar Pri HaGofen, you've covered both. But don't make a perpe agafen on the bad wine, perpe agafen, that in order you should afterwards make a bracha of a tova metiv on the good wine. Because you should always make the first bracha should be on the good one. The shayla is an interesting shayla. It's actually quite a long shayla. Somebody has been bought two bottles of wine. One of them is a good wine and one of them is not a good wine. And the person now, he's going to drink both wines. He has got two options. Either he's going to make the bracha of Ber Pri HaGofen and then drink the good wine. And then afterwards, certainly he can have the bad wine included in the same bracha. Okay, because he's going to go through two bottles. He's going to go through both. So if he makes Ber Pri HaGofen, he has the good wine first. When he doesn't notice anymore exactly what's going on, he's going to have the second bottle and he'll be all right. Option number one. Option number two, he wants to be fum, he wants to get brachas. So he's going to say, okay, I'm going to make first a bracha, Ber Pri HaGofen, on the bad wine. Bad wine. And then I'm going to plow through the first bottle, which is not such a good bottle. I'm going to get through it. And then after I've gone through the first bottle, I'm going to go through the second bottle now. And now that I'm going to go through, now I'm going to have the better wine. And the better wine now deserves which bracha? I can make a Tov HaMeitiv on the second bottle. So therefore, if I first start with a bad bottle, then I'm going to have the opportunity of making two brachas. Maybe that's the better option. So what should you do? Option number one or option number two? Again, first option, I would only have one bracha. I'm going to make Ber Pri HaGofen, and I certainly can't make a Tov HaMeitiv on the second bottle because it's not a good bottle. I can't make a Tov HaMeitiv with it. But if I have first a bad bottle, I make Ber Pri HaGofen on that, then I'll be able to make a Tov HaMeitiv on the second bottle. What should you do?
It's all subjective. Confused. I don't understand. If you bought both bottles at the same time, how
could there be... Okay. Good. So 100%, you're 100%, I was not precise. I wasn't a dyke. Yeah. Yeah, good. So you're right. We have to learn that it's talking about that it wasn't actually physically being physically there. He said Mishnah would also say. He said that ideally you should put him away from the table. That's what Mishnah would also say. To take him away from the table. Ideally, that's what you should. The Loshna Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. You're right. So, with regards to this actual Shaila, what should you do? What do you think? What's better?
It's subjective.
Is that true? Is the taste of wine subjective or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Is the taste of wine, the quality of wine subjective or objective?
Well, Mamanasha, you prefer one wine over the other, so that's the 7-10 question.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true as well. Although I don't know if it's really, because you can see from the prices of the wines, I always get quite impressed of the price of the wines. So there must be something to it. Yeah, but there is a price to the wines. So why isn't it all the same price? They're all very expensive.
Doesn't mean a more expensive wine is better necessarily.
It must be something to it. Why would somebody spend £50 on a wine?
You pay peanuts, you get monkey.
I mean, there must be something to it, no? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens lemaaseh rabbosai that you should always have the good wine first. Even though you're going to lose a Tov HaMeitiv that way, because the second bottle is going to be the local bottle. But nevertheless, the bracha should always be, you make Ber Pri HaGofen, you should use the good bottle of wine. It's inappropriate you make Ber Pri HaGofen on the wine that is not tasty. Pardon? We won't notice anyway. Absolutely, 100%. You only make the bracha Tov HaMeitiv if you're not on your own. You have to have other people around the table. You don't make a Tov HaMeitiv yourself. You must have other people. That brings back to your point. The bracha of a Tov HaMeitiv always implies others. HaTov, it's good for me. This what I'm making a bracha on. It's good for me. V'hameitiv, and it's also good for others. So, atoiv hameitiv, that's the difference between atoiv hameitiv and shechiyonu. Famous shaila, for instance, Moshe's car. Shaila, do you make a bracha? Do you make a shechiyonu? If you get a new car, do you make a bracha? Do you make a shechiyonu? Or atoiv hameitiv? What bracha do you make on it if you get a new car? So, assuming you can make a bracha on a new car. Assuming you can make a bracha on a new car. And it's not talking about the bangers that you know that some of us have. But if you buy yourself a new car, proper car, you make a shechiyonu atoy v'ametiv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it depends. It depends who's going to use the car. If it's your own car that you're going to go to work, you commute with that, you go to work with that, you make shechiyonu. Shechiyonu. If it's a family car that others are going to have benefit from, your wife, your children, others are going to benefit from it, you make atoy v'ametiv. The reason why I bring this out, because atoy v'ametiv is the implication that it's others enjoying this as well. Therefore, wine, if you're on your own, you cannot make a toiv ametiv. Of course you can make burpee agafen. But a toiv ametiv implies the presence of others. Therefore, im yesh acha imoif, there's others in it. Tehochi mashma a toiv loiv ametiv lechaveiroi. It's good for you, it's good for others. A toiv ametiv. Vuhatinim ishtoi, his wife is there, bon of imoim, children are with him. Havarimu yechidi. But if he's on his own, loi, he cannot make that bracha. The Mishnah Berurah adds here an interesting point. If Kotten Tezvov, I'm skipping two lines. Gam beinam dafkes the chaver shutfus boisa yain. The person you're with has to have some connection to the wine. If you're just sitting, enjoying, like nodding on, that's not good. You need to be shutfus. You need to be partnering the wine. Havalim urak beoyrach bealmer shebal abayis nosen rishlishtois loyachaloyim abikas atoyv. If the person is not involved at all, he's not no shaykhus to the wine at all, then it's just a visitor, a guest, you can't make a tova meitiv. That's what Mishnah Berurah's chumra is. Now, that is probably very much part of the reason, that's probably part of the reason why the minhag is not to make a tova meitiv, because you need to have shaykhus to the wine. Okay, good. Steve, hey. Im rabbi mesubim basa'uda. If there's others by the meal, kolechem v'ochle atzim atov ametiv. There's plenty of people around. Yes! Atov ametiv is appropriate. You can make atov ametiv. But only if there's other people. Everybody can make atov ametiv for himself. So it's not one being moitzi others. Everybody makes atov ametiv for himself. V'loi v'och echol lekulam. One person should be moitzi others atov ametiv. D'chashinon. Where we are concerned, Shemekdimu Kone Leveshet, Kshianu Omen. Again, for the same reasoning we had for Bebag Offen, you are worried it's going to go down the wrong pipe. So if you get that special wine out, everybody's drinking a bit of that special wine, superior good wine, first bocha was Bebag Offen, second bocha now is going to be Atov Meitiv, everybody has a second cup of good wine. Everybody makes a bocha Atov Meitiv for themselves. Don't be moitzi. Don't be moitzi. Even if you are sober enough, don't be moitzi others, because he may go down the wrong pipe by saying, oh man, everybody makes to make, anything to make his own bracha. That's only if they're eating and drinking simultaneously. Then you can't make one bracha to be moitzi. If they're just drinking, then you can be moitzi. It's not going to go down the wrong pipe. They can just focus and concentrate on the drinking and it'll be all right. But if they're eating and drinking, make sure not to be moitzi others. And finally say, Vav. Yan shel shlechov yis. Two barrels of wine, two different wines came from the two barrels. Now I know very, very little about wine processing. Anybody got any idea of wine processing? I know it's very, very complex. But you'll have to help me out with this. Two wines, which is the same type of wine, which came from two barrels. It was stored in two different barrels. So it was the same wine, but in two different barrels. In betoich aboim yoim lepsirosoi. If within the 40 days of its harvesting, it was put in the Samu B'Shnei Kelim, was put in two vessels, within 40 days, Chashive K'Shnei Minim, it's considered two different types of wine. You can make Hatov Ametiv on the two barrels. One is a Berbeg off, the second one is going to be a Hatov Ametiv. But if initially it was joined, and only after 40 days after its harvesting, after 40 days it was separated into two different barrels, then it's considered one type of wine, and therefore you will not be able to make two different boxes from two different barrels. It's considered one wine. You can only make Berbeg off on it. You won't be able to make Berbeg off after Hatov Ametiv. I don't understand this, to be perfectly honest, because I know too little about wine processing.
When I was in Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva's brother and I made some wine together. And he's a big kind of carboy from California, and he got some Californian champagne he shipped over.
Sounds good. It's good Yeshiva.
He made that out of citrus honey rather than grapes.
Oh.
It was sort of like a meat. It was very nice. And the idea was that it took about probably 6 weeks or something to for all the honey
fermentation
to ferment into alcohol.
Six weeks.
It was about 40 days.
Wow, that's really interesting. Wow. See that? Hear that? Hear. Takes about approximately 40 days for fermentation. So if so, it makes a lot of sense what we're seeing over here.
And so there was like, you had this kind of equipment and like air would kind of keep bubbling up through it, like through a valve. It was...
That's really interesting. So it's considered all... Right, so that goes in line over here. So if the fermentation process, 40 days, they were... together, so it's considered one type of wine, even if now you split it into two barrels. It's as if you had two bottles of the same wine. It's the same thing. However, if within the 40 days it was split, then it's considered two different types of wines, two different barrels, two different wines. You can make one boil, break off, and second one alto evaporative. To recap what we covered tonight. We learned tonight that... you make first boil by Goffin, alto-evamative on the second wine. You can make alto-evamative if you don't know what the second wine is like. You can make alto-evamative, no problem. Unless you know for sure this is a very schwache wine. It's a poor quality wine. Then you don't make a bocha. But if it's unknown, you can assume it's a good quality wine. It doesn't make a difference if it's new or old. It doesn't make a difference. White wine, red wine also, they're both okay. And we learned that according to the Gemara, white wine is healthier. We learned that if two wines are brought simultaneously, and one of them is good quality, one is bad quality, you will make a brocha of a Berg Bergofen on the good wine, although you're going to lose out a second brocha on the bad wine, because the brocha should always be made on a good wine. If you have company, you can make alto-evamative. If you're on your own, you don't make alto-evamative. Lots of people around, you will not be able to be moitzi others for alto-evamative, because you may go down the wrong pipe. If you're eating and drinking, that is said. If you're only drinking, you can be moitzi others. It's not a problem. If it's from two different wines, if it's two different barrels, we learned that it depends if the barrels were separated. The wine was separated within 40 days or not. If it was separated within 40 days, you can make two separate brachas. If it was the fermentation process, which is 40 days, was done together, then it's only one bracha, although they were split and divided later on. Good evening, Abosai.